Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Worcester College Choir, with Thomas Allery, Director of Chapel Music.
Hello. And Dr. Matthew Chung Salisbury.
Hello. We're joined by...
Gabrielle Woodward, first year musician.
Anne Devereux, second year PPE student.
Dom Spencer-Jolly, fourth year chemist.
And Dan Matheson, third year musician.
We're speaking to you from our Mediterranean tour in the beautiful village of Rougeon. And in between rehearsals, we'll share some thoughts with you on choral scholarships at Oxford.
So, Gabby, what attracted you to apply for a choral award?
Well, I already did some singing before coming to Oxford, and I'm a music student, so being a choral scholar gives me opportunities for performance. I also get to further my work as a singer, so I get free singing lessons, which is really useful. Meeting like-minded people was another reason I wanted to go for choral award from a variety of subjects. But particularly at Worcester, once a week we have consort group singer service, which means I get to work on my consort skills as well as sort of working as a larger choir.
And what have you enjoyed the most singing with the choir?
Oh, it's a very interesting question, MCS. I very much enjoyed recording our CD this academic year. We got through a whole range of music, and I am looking forward to its release towards the end of this calendar year, so stay tuned. However, one of the really exciting things about Worcester is the variety of music that we get through. We have a lot of repertoire, from contemporary music, sometimes in front of the composer, and often a lot of early music with period instruments. For example, only a few weeks ago we were performing Handel Coronation Anthems and Vivaldi Magnificat with period instruments in chapel. We also know how to have fun outside the stalls here at Worcester. We regularly have tours and external concerts, for example, annually at the Queen's Chapel of the Savoy in London. And we also do very well in the annual Intercollegiate Choir Football Tournament in Oxford, defeating many of our rivals around the town. However, the best thing about choir is the sense of community and the sense of family we have. Everyone's very supportive of each other, and it's great watching each other grow and develop.
Dom, what are you looking forward to in the coming terms?
Well, I really enjoy what we do week in and week out within the chapel, but what I'm particularly looking forward to is something that Anne's already touched on, and that's some of the concert opportunities we have as a chapel choir. Something in the calendar is the Festival of the Epiphany that we're having in January, where we have the opportunity to perform some really exciting music, including the Messiah. And you can keep up to date on what's happening with that by visiting the chapel website or by following our social media accounts.
Dan, you're our third-year organ scholar. Where are you going next year?
I'm going to Salisbury Cathedral.
What sort of advice, Dan, do you think we should give to any potential applicants for organ and choral awards?
The primary thing is to be confident. There are many opportunities for learning and support when you arrive in Oxford. So our members come from many different musical backgrounds, so never let that put you off an application. You should always apply to a college that is good for what you're looking for. If you have any questions about the things we do, our Director of Music, Tom Allery, is always keen to answer any questions. You can always drop him an email.
Well, thank you, everyone. And thank you very much for listening.